We often associate pride events, queer activism, and even simply queer communities with urban metropolitan settings. But we exist everywhere, whether or not our communities recognize us. The small city of Abbotsford is often referred to as BC's Bible Belt, and they had their first pride event in 2008. John Kuipers is the program coordinator for the Fraser Valley Youth Society in Abbotsford, and he organizes their queer youth drop-in. He joins me by phone. Hello, John.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
So what kind of problems do queer youth face in Abbotsford that might be different from youth here in Vancouver?
Well, I think that the biggest difference between youth in Abbotsford, or queer youth in Abbotsford, and youth in more densely populated areas is the fact that there's not really a lot out here for them. I think that services for queer youth are just, pretty much lacking in some sense. I mean, I run a drop-in for gay and lesbian youth, but that is currently the only service that's available for any queer population. So I think that just that sort of lack of service or minimal level of service is the biggest thing. I think also that there is discrimination that happens from less open-minded people, specifically in this community. So those are probably the main things.
What is it like in the schools?
The school settings, they can be challenging for some queer youth who like to express themselves a little bit more openly. I think that discrimination, it happens everywhere, but I think that in this community, at least in my experiences, to the people that I've met, that they do face more discrimination, and that comes from various levels, not only from students, but also from staff and administrative people in the school setting. So it can be a challenge for sure.
And what kind of services does your organization provide for these youth?
Well, essentially we just run a drop-in for gay and lesbian youth. It runs every week on Thursday nights. And what we also do is we take our kids down to Vancouver for pride events that GAB Youth Services puts on, like dances, and we take them to the parade and have entry in the parade each year, and then take them to the pride dance after for the youth. So they've always enjoyed that, and that's pretty much what we do. That's all we can sort of afford to do. We all work on a volunteer basis, so yeah.
Right. And why did the queer communities there decide to organize that first Pride event back in 2008?
Well, the Pride event started actually with a group of youth wanting to have a Pride parade in Abbotsford. And I said, oh, sure, why not, right? So I started to get the ball rolling, figure out what it would take as far as regulations and permits from the city. And I was running into several barriers from city officials, and at the same time as these kids were wanting to do something to express their pride, they were also dealing with an issue in the schools with Social Justice 12, which is a class that several of our kids had signed up for. However, the school district had decided to remove the course due to the queer content in there, so I had discussions with the kids to say that seeing as we were having difficulty kind of holding a parade in Abbotsford, that it may be a better idea to hold a rally for social justice and sort of advocate against the school district to be able to get this course back on the roster so the kids could take it. So we decided that we would do that instead, and collaborated with folks at the University of the Fraser Valley and with the Abbotsford Police Department and other sort of like-minded individuals who are willing to help us with our cause. And we ended up having a march here through the streets of Abbotsford and gathered at the University of the Fraser Valley to have several speakers talk about social justice and the need for queer content within the education system. So it was was a success. The course is now offered in Abbotsford, and we hope to be able to do something of the like again in the future.
Why was that Social Justice 12 course dropped?
Well, I think that the school district didn't give a definite answer. However, I think that their response was something along the lines of the fact that parents had expressed sort of discomfort with some of the content, or the content that maybe not everybody agrees with, which was, many of us agree that I would specifically be referring to the queer content that was in the curriculum. And it was labeled a gay class, pushing a gay agenda, which really it's not. I mean, it's essentially about social justice and many other issues. But because of that queer content, the class was pulled, and they had come up with a global studies class that essentially had the same curriculum but did not have any queer content in it. So it would lead one to believe that the reason that the social justice class was removed and reinstated with a global studies class without queer content. So I think that the main reason would have been because of the information on gay and lesbian issues.
And you said now that course is back in the school.
Yeah, and now the social justice class is being offered in the Abbotsford School District with all of the content that it originally was meant to have, so it's good.
And what other kind of reaction did that rally receive from the larger community in Abbotsford?
I think that, in my experience, I had a lot of people support, but then I had also had a lot of remarks from people that did not support the cause. I think that the media had done a good job of facilitating an open discussion in the papers. I had been interviewed by the paper and given my perspective, and had informed them of what we were doing. And there was a lot of positive and also a lot of negative responses in letters coming into the paper of just this sort of, you know, really anti-gay rhetoric that was coming from certain individuals within the community. If somebody was willing to write into the paper and express their extreme distaste with what was happening, or what was planning to happen within the community, then, I think that sort of does speak to some of the individuals that are in this town and their views on homosexuality.
Has there been a Pride event since?
We have not held an event of the same sort of nature as the social justice rally that we held back in 2008. However, we have for the past 3 years, the Fraser Valley Youth Society has hosted an annual Walk Away from Homophobia in May. So we did that again this year with success. And of course, we always get people who, you know, take up the cause with us, and we hear from others who don't. But I think that holding that walk away from homophobia each year is sort of a small thing that we can continue to do without too much backlash from the city or too much issues from people who don't really like what we're doing. But it is our hope that we can expand that in years to encompass something a little bit more like what we had back in 2008, with support from surrounding communities and really just a solid march of solidarity through the streets with pride flags, just letting people know that there are gay people in Abbotsford in rural communities, and we're not going to sort of put up with the systemic sort of issues that sort of oppress and marginalize people of that sexual minority.
Yeah, that would be really great. The Walk Away from Homophobia picket lines sound really powerful too.
Yeah. It's a fun event. I think that it's great to see people in the community come out and support us, so it's good.
What barriers stand in the way from holding that kind of pride event with larger community solidarity coming out?
I think that really getting a group of solid organized people together and being able to advocate to city officials and jump through all of the hoops that are put in place here to be able to hold something like that in the city. So It takes money, it takes a lot of work, and yeah, it just takes those people to be able to fight hard for the ability to do that again. And I guess the issue was so charged previously that we did have a lot of support, seeing as we were sort of advocating on behalf of, you know, citizens who wanted to see this class social justice 12 be reinstated. So this time around, I think that you know, we need to just organize ourselves again and say we would like to do, you know, Pride Parade. But I think it takes that organization, it takes money, and it takes the people. So it can be done.
Will we see one in the years coming?
I hope so.
I hope so too. What would be the most immediate things you'd like to see changed in Abbotsford?
I think the most immediate thing that I would like to see is the increase in service provision for gay and lesbian people out here. Like I said before, the Fraser Valley Youth Society does run the only service for queer people out here in the Valley, and that is specifically for youth. I think that something of a hub, a building or a center for gay and lesbian individuals to come, you know, a drop-in for youth or young adults or even seniors, to be able to come together, socialize with other queer people, you know, have sexual health resources, and just sort of a place where people can come and they know that it's a safe and open environment, would be great to have out here in the Valley. But again, you know, that takes money and that takes time, but it is possible. So I think that's something that we could use out here.
Well, I hope it comes.
I hope so too.
I hope it comes soon.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, and I hope you enjoy Pride. I'm assuming you're coming this year for the Pride Parade in Vancouver.
We're taking a bus full of youth and volunteers out to Vancouver this year, so we'll be out there.
Great. Well, enjoy, and thanks for joining us on the air.
Yeah, thank you very much.
I've been speaking with John Kuipers. He is the program coordinator for the Fraser Valley Youth Society, and he organizes their queer youth drop-in in Abbotsford, B.C. If you would like more information on the Fraser Valley Youth Society, you can visit their website at fraseryouth.com.